every summer, as we go on vacation in the end of July, we go to Red River, New Mexico, and I always save some of my light reading to carry on vacation. My daughter and I kind of see who can read the most books on vacation. I always save my Patterson. This year, Sully was one of the best Pattersons ever. And I read Grisham. And I read Patterson, and I read Badassi, and any number of light reading books. This year, one of the ones by Badassi had a section in it where a young man goes to meet his priest in the confessional booth. The young man says, "Father, I don't believe in God anymore. Father, I hate God." And the priest in the book says, "Tell me about your God." "I'll tell you," he says, "God allowed my dad to come home every night drunk and beat my mother. Every night I went to bed hearing them fight. That type of God. And yeah, I don't believe in God. My dad kicked us out of the house, my sister and I and my mom, when we lived on the streets. Where was God?" "Yeah, God," he said. "God was the one who interceded for my friend. All we did was rob some gum in the convenience store in Chicago, and my friend was shot dead on the sidewalk. God, Father, I don't believe in a God who would let my mother suffer and die like cancer. God hates me," he said in the book. "I don't believe in him. I don't believe in him." And the priest said, "My son, I don't believe in your God either." Psalm 8 portrays a different God, however. And I'm sure glad that it does. Psalm 8 is a wow God. When I read Psalm 8, I can't help but picture young David. I can't help but picture, whether it really happened this way or not, David out in the field with his sheep, young in his life. The sheep are now all wherever sheep go in the middle of the night in the pasture. The sheep are asleep, and David is there, and he begins to look into the heavens. And the only words he can write and think and pen are, "Oh, Lord, my God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. God, when I look in the heavens," he wrote, "the work of your fingers." Isn't that a great picture of God? "The work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, wow, God." I did Google. The children were just about perfect in their answers about the moon, the sun, but I had to Google for myself unless they didn't show up. And so I could share a whole lot about Google, but here are some things that simply amaze me when I look into the heavens through the eyes of Google. If you could move across our galaxy and you chose the shortest way, the most narrow path, and if you moved at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second, and you went to the narrowest part of the galaxy, it would take you only 20,000 years. Or if you went the long way, not the short way, but if you went the long way, it would take 100,000 years moving at the speed of light. Wow, God. The sun is so large, 864,000 miles across. That's further than from Marshall to El Paso. 864,000 miles across the sun, and yet it's so big that you could fit over 1 million Earth 1 million Earths into the sun. There's a super giant star. I couldn't pronounce the word of it. But that super giant star is 21,000 times the size of the sun. And it's 30 times brighter. Wow, God. Astronomers tell us, surely Google wouldn't lie, astronomers tell us that the number of galaxies, about 1 million, and all the stars exceed the number of grains of sand on every beach on the earth. The amount of stars exceed the grains, individual grain of sand on the earth. Wow. God, in the beginning, Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created, and it was good. Paul in Colossians 1 said, "For in him all things were created, things in heaven and earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers and authority, all things have been created through him and for him. He holds all things together." So David, oh Lord my God, the heavens, the sun, the moon. But verse 4, a question. What is mankind that you are mindful of them or him? What is mankind that you're mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. What is man? What is man? What is woman that you are mindful? The psalmist asks God. I love that question because implied in that question to me is that God is mindful. God is mindful of you and me. Now picture the heavens and the stars and the sun. What is man that you're mindful? Mindful is a covenant word. In other words, God doesn't forget mankind. God has eternally remembered mankind. God has been remembering mankind since he established his covenant with Adam and Abraham and all of his descendants. Because God was mindful, he gave Abraham a promised son. Because God is mindful of mankind, he gave and brought Israel out of their bondage and led them into Canaan. Because God is mindful, he brought Israel out of her exile back to freedom. Because God is mindful, he fulfilled his promise to David that a son would sit on the throne forever. Because God is mindful, he gave his only begotten son. Because God is mindful, he gave his son that we might live. God is mindful of you. Let that sink in. The heavens, the stars, the moons. What is man that you are mindful of us? But not only mindful, verse 5. You have made mankind just a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. My translation, a little lower than angels. Some translations might say a little lower than the heavenly beings. I'm not a Hebrew scholar, but in the Hebrew, originally that said, made mankind a little lower than Elohim, which is the Hebrew word for God. God, you made man a little lower than yourself. Now, that statement was so bold that when the Old Testament in the third century was translated into Greek, the writers couldn't do it. They just couldn't do it. They believed that surely David didn't say that. Surely that wasn't what the Hebrew originally. They couldn't say it. They couldn't bring themselves to say that God created us just a little lower than himself. And so they translated the word angel. But literally, the translation is that humanity, man and woman, just a little less than God. Not more than God, but less. Nowhere in Scripture do I see the dignity of humanity asserted more clearly and boldly than this. It's not just wow, God. This is wow, God, wow. That God so loved humanity that he sent Christ for us. Maybe Paul thought of this concept of the creation of humanity in Romans 8 when Paul said, so what do we say in response to all of these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who has been raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution? Shall famine separate us, or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am convinced that not even death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor the present, nor the future, nor powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. In other words, wow, God, wow. So like the gentleman in the book, I wish I remembered the name of the book, the gentleman with the priest. I don't understand the ways of God. All week I've tried to understand why God didn't use those fingers and move the hurricane away from Haiti. He created those Haitians a little lower than himself. He could have blown the hurricane away. I don't understand how God could allow the Taliban to capture Afghanistan. Women today in Afghanistan to be so afraid. And I surely don't understand why another variant of COVID is here again. God, make it go away. And maybe God said, I gave you the vaccine, but that's another story. Make it go away. God, you can do that. I don't understand that. I don't understand the ways of God. But you know what? I also don't understand. I also don't understand how God could love me, a sinner. I don't understand how God could keep forgiving and forgiving and forgiving. How many times we call upon God, we confess our sin, and God forgives us. I don't understand how God can keep doing that. I don't understand how God can keep believing in the church when we keep messing it up, but God keeps loving the church and redeeming the church and forgiving the church and using the church. I don't understand why God keeps giving and giving and giving, and we're so ungrateful. There's a lot about God I don't understand. But this I do. You have made us a little lower and crowned us with glory and honor. I believe in that God. 31 years after the choral anthem that we just sang, 31 years later, another anthem, there have been many written about Psalm 8. Listen to how Joseph Martin put it. Lord, when I consider the wonders of the night, the music of the stars, your dazzling dance of light. Lord, when I consider the wonders of your hand, the birds that soar on high, the oceans vast and wide, when I survey the miracle of life, I declare your majesty. I behold your mystery, and I say, wow, God. But, Lord, who am I? But, Lord, who am I? And listen to what God said. You are my treasure, my precious one. You are the reason I sent my only Son. You are my chosen, my new creation, my own beloved, the apple of my eye. You are my temple, my dwelling place. You are a vessel for my amazing grace. You are my candle. Go light the world. You are my silver, my precious pearl. Oh, how I love you. God says to me, oh, how I love you. I am your shepherd. You are my lamb. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Or simply, wow, God. Wow. Shall we pray? God, I thank you for the power and the beauty and the clarity of Scripture. When we wonder about you, we wonder about our world, and we wonder about ourselves, we open your word, and there is Psalm 8. Oh, Lord, our God, how majestic. No, God, we don't understand your ways. There are things we just don't get. Our mind can't comprehend it. And you, I think, would tell us, stop worrying about what you can't comprehend. I am God. You're a little lower than me, but you're not God. Let us trust and obey. And let us praise him. For our God is worthy of praise. God, may we live this day to honor and praise you. May we live this day with the dignity that you gave us. Wow, God. Wow. In Christ's name.